What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy Football League. I'm definitely not editing that out. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield. I forgot to come up with monikers. Joined by Christopher Jennifer Reiser.
Chip, that was so bad. You were like, derp. I can't get through this. Derp.
And we spent like kind of a long time on this doc. We're not done with it. We haven't done our analysis of the matchups yet for the bit, but yeah, I should have come up with monikers. I'm also joined by the one, the only, Brian Wolf.
How's it going, guys? It's good to be back, coming off a win. Oh, baby. Coming for that Poop Bowl championship for the third time in four seasons, boys.
Yeah, I called it. You're the man to beat in the Poop Bowl, and now I gotta try to do it this week. Hey, I've talked about it a little bit over text and whatnot with some friends, but are you also tilted that you could have outscored anyone who actually made the playoffs last week?
Not tilted per se, but feel vindicated, if you will.
Sure. Dude, I'm not gonna lie, if Tim hadn't like done well and won his matchup, I would have been so tilted, because like putting up that many points that week to where I would have blown anyone out of the water. I'm just glad Tim kept going, because like he's kind of the person that knocked me out of the playoffs, kind of. So
yeah, like other than Tim and Tony's performance, everyone else was what, sub 100?
Yeah,
top four got knocked out immediately except for Ethan. Like
it's tough,
guys, come on. We gave you the vote of confidence last week, and then you just said, nah, I don't like points, a.k.a. Owen's team. But, yeah. You know, he tilted publicly, so I sympathize with him. But I don't know if I would have gone as public as he did, because he just opened himself for all the shit posting that ensued after that. It was magnificent.
Yeah, you hate to see a meltdown during the matchups, but what are you gonna do? It was a bad team. Bad team, bad manager. Shouldn't have gotten there. Alright. And now for some news. Waivers ran, and Ethan was the only one to participate. He got the Bears DST and Hunter Henry. So good for Ethan, preparing for that matchup against AJ. After waivers ran, Tim picked up the Falcons DST, and Ethan picked up the Saints, which is confusing. You're not happy with the Bears DST.
Do they have a good matchup next week?
Is he playing for next week, you think? That's bold.
Is he playing the long game right now?
Playing the long game? Chris, you got a waiver of the week?
Nobody. It's a bunch of defenses and garbage. Wow. No one gets it this week.
Actually, Hunter Henry has been he's been sneaky good the last month. All right. You don't want to give it to Ethan. That's fine.
No.
I'm not doing two separate recordings for news and bit. So we're just going to jump right into the bit. Two of you are playing video games, so we gotta keep this moving. You know what I mean?
I'm focused right now. It's just Chris that's letting us down.
I'm not even on the video
game. One of you is playing Minecraft. One of you is playing Forza. All right. And for the bit this week, we're going to go over the matchups that we went over last week, see how we did, and then we're going to predict a couple of matchups this week. So going over last week's, we had AJ versus Owen, and I got it right with Owen's meltdown. We loved it. It was public. AJ got through. You like to see it for your boy. He's missed the playoffs a couple of times. You love to see a redemption arc. Ethan and Holden. Wolfie, you got this right. I wanted my guy to win. You know, I'm the only one who knows Holden, really. So I wanted him to get it, and he never got it.
Sometimes you just don't get it.
Ethan was the only top four seed to win his matchup.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Faux show. We had Allie versus Tim. Neither of us got it because we both took Shro Daddy in that one.
This is the last time I give Allie the vote of confidence. I feel like I jinxed her.
I feel like you might have. She perseveres when you vote against her. And now that you're on her side, she fell apart. So
She's got that Baker Mayfield chip on her shoulder. He can't win when everyone's on his side.
No, sure. Yeah, you gotta... It's like Michael Jordan. He always took offense at, like, the smallest things, and that's what drove him, you know?
Yep.
Mitch and Tony. Wolfie, you got this right with Tony. I don't know how Tony won because Christian McCaffrey put up 40 last week for Mitch, but finally his shitty team that was only Christian McCaffrey and Josh Allen lost, so thank God.
Yep. It was a felt vindicated with that one, you know? That's my word of the week, vindicated.
Sure. Word of the year. All right, so for the matchups this week, the first one we got AJ versus Ethan. And I'll break it down first. I took Ethan. I think Tua in a shootout with a healthy Justin Jefferson against the Lions is it's a matchup for the ages. I think he's gonna really pop this week.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Ethan gets the nod. I mean, I love me some Puka and Jefferson. I mean, if Justin Jefferson's healthy and just pops off again, Puka always seems to put up a baseline of 10, so really can't go wrong with rolling those two out there.
Chris, you want to participate in the podcast?
Yeah. I'm going with Ethan. I'm agreeing with both of you. AJ has Jamar Chase, and he's out. So that's all the analysis I got.
All right, that's pretty solid.
Shit. All right.
Tim versus Tony. I gotta take my boy here. I gotta take Tim. You know, he's family. He's the only family member in the league that is still in the hunt. So gotta go with that. With the alliances, you know.
Mm-hmm. For this one, I also went with Tim. Was looking through his team. It was looking pretty good. Then I saw Tyreek's name and then just had to give him the nod. Tyreek is a monster. He's the only reason I made the playoffs in another league. So I think he might take him to the promised land this year. Tim might get it.
Are you a little worried that Tyreek's coming off an injury?
Absolutely not. That dude just puts up 30 whenever he's in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also going to go with Tim, and I think it's not looking good that we're all agreeing, because I feel like that means the other teams are going to win. But sorry, Tim, if we curse you, I'm going with you.
I mean, if we're wrong when those two, it is Tony versus AJ, so battle of the roommates for first place.
Also, two teams that have never seen playoffs before. Wild.
Yeah, it's a good year for those teams. And then another matchup I wanted to talk about. We got me versus Wolfie. Heavily favored Wolfie's way, so, you know, probably going to win. But I just thought we could talk about it for a second here. Sure. I gotta take myself in this matchup, dude. I got Zeke Elliott against Denver. I think he's going to put up two touchdowns. You have Kyren. If I'm being honest, I have Kyren in my other league that I'm still in the playoffs, so I'd love if he popped off. Like, I wouldn't be mad, but...
I don't know. It's bittersweet when you have a player in one league and then you're playing against him in the other. It's just like, I don't know which one I want to win at that point.
Yeah, 100%.
But, luckily, I have James Cook, who has somehow magically found how to be a good running back in the last four weeks of the season. So I think he just carries me to the Poop Bowl championship. But hopefully, we'll see. I need him to put up another 30 burger. That wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Brian all the way. I'm Brian's biggest fan. I'm going to get a tattoo of Brian on my face.
That's what you get if you lose this week. How about
that? Yeah, actually, speaking of that, the final matchup I want to talk about is Chris versus Brandon for last place. If Chris loses, there should be a Sacco punishment.
I want to point out that Chris probably doesn't even have that much faith in his team because he just wrote in the pod, not his correct name, just Crus. Chrus. Like, crusty-ass team
that he's rolling out. That is his real name. That's his government name.
I'm just changing your team name to that next year, whether you like it or not. You're just Crust.
Good old Crust.
Not Stay Frosty. Yeah.
Guys, you think I'm going to win?
No.
I want you to lose so you can get that face tattoo of me. Yeah. I'm really sold into this. You shouldn't have brought up such a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good one. I can't wait for you to have a face tat.
Be looking like Post Malone out here.
And also, D-Team is a good gimmick, so I'm hoping Brandon kind of pops off, you know?
Yeah, I'm voting for Brandon, not just because I want Chris to lose, but I think Brandon does actually legitimately have the nod here. I mean, Njoku has just been popping off the last couple weeks, like tight end 2 and 3, I think, respectively, each week, so...
He does seem to have Jonnu Smith in his lineup right now, which I don't think bears super well, but...
Huh, well... Brandon, maybe don't play 2 tight ends in 1 week. I don't know if he's got any better any choices, but man, how the mighty have fallen. Brandon was a two-time champion going to the poop bowl last place in a span of 2 years.
Tough, dude.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to win. You don't think I'm going to win?
No.
No.
I perform best when I'm doubted. My back's against the wall.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I've seen you up against, like, we played indoor soccer together. I've seen you up against the wall. It's not your best work.
I mean, if that mentality and that headspace has gotten you to the battle for last place, I don't really think that's a true moniker for you.
Yeah. This is my plan. It was my plan the whole time, Brian.
Just to tank
for nothing. Oh, you're right, for the draft spot until Chip brings in 2 more people and it just gets reset all over again.
We reset the draft order.
To get the draft pick I want next year, then I go all in for next year.
You go all in. I can't wait until you're 0-3 next year and you trade for first round draft picks. I'm trading you all my first round draft picks for like Christian McCaffrey.
Oh boy.
I don't want to edit this very much. Let's just jump into the outro.
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, great.
This is sloppy this week. Not our best.
Yeah, it's tough, dude. I just want to play some Minecraft. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the pod this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Yeah. Don't be Chris. Don't be in the battle for last place.
That's good advice. Chris, you got any dumb shit to say?
Fuck you, Brian. Fuck you.
Wow. Short and sweet. I like it.
Yeah. That's good podcasting.